Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. Our ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. But we have many that has been with us more than just 3 years, and I thank you so much for being a part of our talk show throughout. I think you've been on the air for at least 3 years now, and I just thank God for your support. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Every day I see you provide me and show me mercy. And I want to thank you. Something I want to do at the very beginning of the show, I want to apologize to many. In the last few, I would say the last 3 to 4 weeks, I have not, after leaving the air, I have not been myself. I've had an unusual feeling. And I had to pray before I got on the air today and also anoint myself, anoint the room that I'm in. Because, you know, Satan is busy. Satan doesn't want success and for us to spread the word and encourage and be there for others. But I have not been feeling like I normally do when I'm on the air. I've had a few guests. The guests have done a great job, but I have not felt good about what I've done, and I don't feel like I have done well in presenting myself and the feeling I get every time I get off the air. But I am rebuking that feeling, and I ask you to pray for me and give me strength, for strength and also for whatever has tried to stop me from accomplishing what God wants me to do. I ask you to pray for me. And I am not going to claim that I'm going to continue to feel that way. And I'm just going to, just knowing that we are going to, the show is going to get better and better because God is in it and God knows my heart and also knows my purpose for being on the air. But I'm going to just wanted to express that because I have not been feeling, just not feeling myself when I've been on the air and also when I get off. But tonight I claim victory. Victory is mine. I want to talk about tonight that God can handle whatever comes against you. And just know that he'll handle it day by day. There is no impossible situation that God can't handle. He won't necessarily handle it our way, but he will handle it. And we just must have faith that he will. And like I say, he won't give us the time that he's going to fulfill those needs and whatever situation that we might be going through. No created being can ever know how much and how sweetly and tenderly God loves him. We are not what he wants us to be, but we are not unwanted. Just knowing that whatever we do, even though we sin, he'll forgive us. Just like he said he will forgive us 70 times 7. And that's a lot of time to forgive a person. But just knowing that our God has unconditional love for us, and he, just like he said, he will never leave us or forsake us. Our only warrant for being that God cares is that he has communicated this to us. It is the key fact about himself which he has chosen to reveal us, and it is the most comforting fact imaginable. How great is the Lord, the love, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we shall be called children of God. That particular scripture came from 1 John 3:1. He said that he loved us. I want to give you just a short little story about a mother and her two children as they were experiencing some problems at their home. The younger daughter was crying and was very upset in her room, and she was continuously crying. And the mother went into the room and asked, "Karen, what is the matter?" The little girl sobbed. "Do you still love me?" This is what the little girl was saying to her mother. Her mom replied, "Of course I still love you, but I do get cross when you don't do what I ask you to do." She closed the door, but her daughter kept crying. So the mother just went about herself in the house and didn't go back into the bedroom, even though she continued to cry. But her little sister, who was only 4, said to her sister, "Be quiet, Karen. She said she still loves you, didn't she?" We may feel sometimes as if God doesn't love us, and sometimes we have those questions as well. But instead of just being to ourselves and crying and feeling that we are not loved, we can remind ourselves that God really does love us, and he always will. Yes, in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son." You think that a father would allow his son to come to this world and to be put on the cross and be beaten, spit on, and everything if he didn't love us? Yes, just like that mother said to her daughter, "Yes, I still love you." I know sometimes we have that question. It is in the deepest, darkest of starless midnight that man learns how to hold on to the hidden hand most tightly and how that hand holds them. That he sees where we do not, and he knows the way he takes. And though the way be to us is maybe in a roundabout way, it is the right way. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who persevere until trial." I have never met anyone who become instantly mature It is a painstaking process that God takes us through sometimes, and it includes such things as waiting, failing, losing, and being misunderstood, each calling for extra doses of perseverance. Those who turn back know only the ideal, ordeal, but they who persevere remember the venture. Now, if you should fall 7 times, stand up 8 times, keep getting up and believing that God will get you through each situation. Just like the title, God can handle it, and he will handle it day by day. And Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in good doing. For the proper time we will reap at harvest if we do not give up." We should never give up. At times, I know how I feel. I pray for certain things and it doesn't happen right away. And some things does happen right away. But just knowing that he will answer your prayer. I just was talking to someone the other day that God supply my needs just enough. And for the last, let me see, this is the third month that this has happened to me. I have been getting some unexpected blessing, but it's always just enough. And we just have to believe sometimes that that's all God wants to do for us at this time. He doesn't want to give us that bundle of blessing right now because maybe we can't handle it or know what to do with it or whatever. And just like I said, the last 3 months, I have gotten a check in the mail from places that I would never expect to get it. And it always helps to take care of the things that I need at that particular time. So he will handle it, but day by day. God is too kind to do anything cruel, too wise to make a mistake, and too deep to explain himself. No, he doesn't have to always explain himself to us because he knows what's best, and we just have to trust him. There is no greater joy than the peace and assurance of knowing that whatever the future may hold, you are secure in the loving arms of the Lord. Joshua 23 says, "But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have until now." I'd like to talk about it, tell you another short story. And just imagine this. If you were turning on the lights, imagine walking through a dark room and sharply bumping your legs on the furniture. In a situation like that, the furniture is nothing more than an obstacle which must be avoided. Once you switch on a light, everything is different. It looks different because you see nothing. But when you turn that light on, it completely, many times I go downstairs and the lights are off and I'm just holding my hand up trying to find a way until I can get to the light switch. But it's just like the story is saying, once you switch on a light, everything is different. That obstacle which almost tripped you is a comfortable wing back chair in just one and right position for quiet moments of reading a prayer. Much of life is like that. When we are in the darkness of discouragement, we don't see the thing that we might trip or bruise us. When we are hurting, we don't understand that the thing that causes the pain may have a much greater purpose than we have experienced. It takes the illumination that faith brings to reveal the true purpose our Father has in your life are in those are really obstacles, or would be the light of God shows them to be something else. John 1:5 says, the light shines in the darkness. Sometimes God sends the brilliant light of a rainbow to remind us of his presence. Lest we forget in our personal darkness his great and gracious promises to never leave us alone. Yes, he will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for it is his love that arranges our tomorrows. We may be certain that whatever tomorrow brings, his love sends it our way. Just know that. Psalms 118:6, the Lord is with me, and I will not be afraid. Yes, he does not want us to be afraid, even though there's so many crazy things going on in our lives. He wants us to have the faith that he's there and he's going to get us through it. Another little short story. A little boy had a part in a school Christmas play. He had one small line. When he and his dad had rehearsed numerous times, he had it down perfectly. But when the time arrived to make his entrance on the stage, the little fellow suddenly became very afraid. He was supposed to say, "It is I, be not afraid." Instead, he came out and said, "It is me, I am not afraid." We know how he felt, don't we? I'm sure we've all forgotten our lines or something that we wanted to say. We know exactly how he felt. Maybe it wasn't because we have been in a play, but when we forget our lines and something else that we have done. But each of us have been there where we knew all right answers and were afraid anyway. Let me talk about a comment in the Charlie Brown movie. Charlie Brown once said in a Peanuts comic strip also, "I have a new philosophy. I'm only going to dread one day at a time." Just like I talked about this, the topic today, tonight, God can handle it day by day. We could try that. A better way, hear God say, It is me and I am God. Trust me. Psalms 56:3 says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." We must trust in him in spite of the situation. Have courage for the sorrows of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have lavishly accomplished your daily tasks, go to sleep in peace. God is awake. He is awake always. They're protecting you. Leave the broken, irreversible past in God's hands and step out in the invincible future with him. Trust him. Luke 17:5 says, increase your faith. Yes, we must increase our faith by believing, trusting, and he will give you answers to help you to trust him. And the more you trust him, you'll have the faith to believe in him. Christ wants not nibblers of the possible, but grabbers of the impossible. We have a God who delights in impossibilities. Either he's in charge or he's not. We must let him be in charge. Isaiah 26:4 says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is my rock and eternal. And Job 23:10 says, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. And you know that Job trusted the Father. And even though he lost everything, he gained more than he had before. And just like this pastor said, I will come forth as gold. Yes, it was like gold for Job when he got through his testing. And we just have to continue to believe and that God will get us through day by day. Blessed are those who wait for him. That's coming from Isaiah 30:18. Yes. Blessed are those who wait for him. We must take one day at a time. God gives every bird its food, but he does not throw it into the nest. Lift up your eyes. Your heavenly Father waits to bless you. And in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And we must believe that he will prevail. God never hurries. There are no deadline against which he must work. To know this is to be quiet in our spirits and relax our nerves. Peace, be still. In Psalms 135:5, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. Yes, not just your hope, your trust. And then have faith in him that he will get you through whatever you may be going through, what you have prayed for, just knowing that he will handle it one day at a time. God's silence is in no way indicative of his activity or involvement in our lives. He may be silent, but he's not still. Let me read that again. God's silence is not in no way indicative of his activity or involvement in our lives. He may be silent, but he's not still. I know many of you might have felt this way this past weekend, because it was Valentine's weekend, and your spouse were not there to be with you and share his love with you. I hope that your family member, a friend, showered you with lots of love. But God was there. Whatever tears that you shared, God, as you shared those tears and those tears dropped, God was picking each one up, trying to comfort you and letting you know that you're going to be okay. And your spouse is with him, and he's okay. And one day you will be with him. This coming weekend, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry will be showering you with love, letting you know that God is still with you. He's still providing. He's still supplying, giving resources that helping you through each day at a time. So he hasn't forgotten about you, even though sometimes you feel that way. He's right there by your side, supplying your needs, giving you resources, a friend, a family member calling you, checking on you, or just a friendly face in a store, or just in your church, someone saying something that encouraged you, giving you that strength to get through one day at a time. So just know that God can handle it. He has been handling it. Just let him in your heart. Be quiet sometimes, and he'll show you that he's there for you. You can pick up a book. You can turn on the TV, hear a spiritual message. Wherever you need that comfort, he will supply your needs. And he's big enough to handle it one day at a time. That is the end of our show. And I hope that those who have RSVP, that you will still be able to be there on Saturday at TGIF from 9 to 11 a.m. We have a lot of special things for you and surprises for you. And everything is free. You don't have to pay for anything. So just come and enjoy, just knowing that God is still providing and showing you love through other people and other resources. And we hope that the next chapter is giving you that comfort that you need when the time that you need it. And just knowing that we are always here for you, not just on this talk show. You can call me by phone. I'm always there, willing and able to listen to you and be there for you. And just knowing that there are other ways that we can supply your needs in the way that God wants us to. God will show you and show you different resources, other things that you need, different things that you have to take care of, that unfinished business that you've not taken care of with your spouse information. And like I say, Sheila and I've been in banking for 40 years. Sheila's in tax. She does income tax, and also she's a financial advisor. So just knowing that we also can help you with other things other than just coming to meetings and so forth. And we have this coming Saturday, I will bring copies of extra calendars for 2016, different things that we're going to be doing this year. So I'll bring extra copies if you have not received one. And that is it. I hope that you enjoy. Be blessed. Have a great week, and hope to see you on Saturday, the 20th. And those who are traveling here, be safe. He's with us all, and he will be there, and he will handle it one day at a time. Be blessed, and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it.
Don't let this be the
God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live through this.
But live
through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding in so much, it feels like you're
not the end. No, this will not be.